This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The Trump rally occurred, huge rally. They tried to shut it down, but they couldn't shut it down. You can't keep a good man down. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. Can't keep a good man down. Joe Biden's still in the bunker, Joe. I would love to see. I would love to see the Democrats go, Joe Biden's going to have an event. It's going to be in New York. It's going to be in Chicago. It's going to be in L.A. Get your tickets. Everybody, step up, step right up. Go get to see the freak Joe Biden, the freaky dicky Joey fingers. There's nothing Joe Biden can do to get people to come see him. Nothing. But they want you to believe this guy can win. They want you. They're either going to poll you to death. They're going, ooh, he's undefeated in the polls. He cannot lose in the polls. Or they're going to scare you with, you know, Donald Trump said, you know, something along these lines. They got to either, it's all about fear. I got to make you believe you have no way to beat Joe Biden. How could you possibly beat Joe Biden with a man that has done everything Trump has done? All the things that man has done. Like, save the economy twice. Get our money back from NATO and make our partners pay their bills. That Donald Trump. Negotiate separate trade agreements that actually benefit America. What? Do opportunity zone. I told the White House I wouldn't do another opportunity zone. I would say, I'm not implementing opportunity zones so you can burn them down. I'll just redirect. I'll go to the Latinos. That's what Donald Trump should do. I mean, he's an interesting guy. I mean, he's got some spunk, but he wouldn't say that. I would tell him that. I would say to black folks, look, I'm here trying to give you opportunity zones, and every time a black man gets killed by a cop, even when it's warranted, y'all want to burn stuff down. I ain't putting an opportunity zone in there with you silly Negroes. Forget it. I'm going to take it over here to the Mexicans. And if they do something crazy, I'll go over to the Asians because they know what to do. Worst case scenario, I will build where white people are. Don't make me do it, but I'll do it. Oh, man, Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. We have a lot of fun in this program. I hope you do, too. I hope you tell people about it, because that's how we grow. We had a spike last week, boy. Whoo, we had a big spike. It excited us, but it only lasted a day. We got four times the traffic for radio. And it wasn't like that show was any better than the others, because let's face it, all these shows are pretty doggone good. Or you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be telling your friends. Right, Corey? I know you're listening out there, Corey, because you download the show every day. We talked about it. You and I talked. By the way, I hope your mom's doing better. Really do. She's such a sweetheart. Love that woman. Margaret, our prayers are with you. We respond back to our friends. They know. I know they listen to the program. We respond back to people that once you write to us and you say, Kev, I'm in. I'm all in, baby. We're like, we got you. We got you. We're right there with you. We start loving and caring for you immediately. Did you see my friend Brandon Tatum? He did a video about cops, and it was so passionate. I sent Brandon a note. I said, man, dude, it almost made me cry. I mean, I didn't tear up, but I could feel that sensation, you know, because it was so heartfelt. Brandon was saying, when a cop responds to help you, he doesn't care about your past. He doesn't care what you've done. He's just there to solve the problem. And he's willing to put his life on the line for a complete stranger. I mean, you got to see it. Brandon knocked it out of the park, man. And I feel much the same. You come to this program, I don't care what you've done. Look, I look at it as you're trying to get some level of redemption. Not that I can give it to you per se, but you, because we're all flawed. I'm a Christian. I'm a flawed Christian. Dude, oof, flawed. I'm not a bad, I don't consider myself a bad person, but I'm not worthy of the grace that God gives me every day. I'm not. Not because I'm out killing and murdering and raping or whatever else, but just because I'm a flawed individual. You've heard my views. But see, I don't apologize for them. You know my views. If I'm a cop and you go for my gun, I'm shooting you. Period. I did a tweet the other day that should go into brainy quotes. And you know what my tweet was? There is a moment when an attack, when a criminal attacks, I said it very, you know, I wrote it nicely, okay? But I mean in a good way, not the way I'm going to explain it. You know, because I don't know if I'll get it as eloquent as I did when I wrote it. But I essentially said when a cop is under attack by a criminal, there comes a point where the police officer stops being a police officer and starts being a citizen of the world. And if when I stop being a police officer and I become a citizen of the world, I will choke you out and I will break your neck. End of story. Now, God may still be working on me. I'll admit it. He may say, Kev, don't kill him. Just choke him out. Okay, God, but he better be whispering in my ear in that moment, because I'm telling you, I'm not taking any prisoners. That's too many. Have you watched what's going on in this crazy world? Have you watched this? Donald Trump had his thing in Tulsa. They wanted to stop it. They went to court to stop it. Why? Because they don't want you celebrating the greatness of somebody who's done an amazing thing for this country selflessly. Selflessly, Donald Trump has. And they want to stop it. They want to stop you. I'll play this clip when we come back. This Black Lives Matter lady, she tells you exactly. They want to teach this nonsense in school. She tells you exactly what their agenda is. And you're going to sit there, you're going to shake your head and go, Kevin, I didn't just hear that. Co-founder of Black Lives Matter, not co-funder, co-founder. A white boy funded it. And she tells you exactly what she wants to do. Do you think you fit in the picture? These racists want to get ahead and they want to make white folks subservient because they want to go back in history and say, look at what you did. We have a project coming up that's going to undo that. But it is a dangerous world out there with the way leftists are. And we are allowing this to happen by shutting up. We're afraid to put the Trump sticker on our car. We're afraid to wear the MAGA hat, etc. Let me tell you what, when you wear the MAGA hat, arm yourself. Wear it and arm yourself and say, essentially, let people know, you mess with this, these colors don't bleed. They don't run and they don't bleed, right? You mess with this, you're in trouble. That's what we should be doing. But we got all this craziness going on. We got people. Have you seen the number of statues that have been destroyed? They destroyed a statue of Ulysses S. Grant, the dude who beat up the South, the Northern general. They don't even think these clowns knew what they were doing. They pulled down a statue of it's got a cross on it. I don't know who it was, but it's some saint. They pulled that statue down. You know why? Because they want to destroy religion. That's why. So you get thousands of people going to see Donald Trump, and that's a threat to them because they know what that signifies. Joe Biden can't get it. Nobody, no Democrat.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cause this a death.
Anywhere near the expectation that the Trump campaign themselves and the president himself set for this event.
Well, no, there's a lot of people dressed as seats. Maybe they're all in catering.
Tremendous overflow crowd.
Forget the number of people who went to the Tulsa rally. There were thousands that went. Millions watched it. Millions. And I know this because, well, I say I know it. I've surmised this because of people that write to me that says that said they couldn't go, but they watched it. I don't even know. I guess it's live streamed. I don't know who's playing these rallies because I've only been to one. I don't watch them, but they apparently are being streamed somewhere, and I know you guys are watching it. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. The media has positioned this as nobody wants to see Trump anymore. He can't get anybody out there. That's what they wanted this to be. I'm telling you, I was really surprised at how the media, how afraid they are of these rallies. These rallies shake them to their core. And now what they're doing is they want to fool themselves. They're using trickery so they can make themselves believe that Trump is not popular. He's not nearly as popular. Trump can't bring a rally together to bring thousands of people. KevinJacksonShow.com is where you can find out more about us. Thank you guys for promoting it. We certainly need to get it out there because we suck at that. We just are not good at social media. Anyway, I want you to just understand how bad things are as you think about what I'm about to be telling you now. So I saw a title. It was an article, and it was titled, Trump's Campaign's Rocky Start. Trump Campaign's Rocky Start. And I thought, what rocky start? They're out fundraising the Democrats. Trump gets more media that he generates that actually ends up being in his favor. He's got all this stuff looming with this two-tier justice system that he's about to disrupt. There's hardly a Democrat. I mean, Biden's got dementia hiding out in his basement. There's not a legitimate poll that has Biden ahead. Trump is winning. Every poll you see, whether it's black vote, female vote, Latino vote, you name it, Trump has made some progress from last time. You are much more solidly in support of the president. I could go on. Trump campaign's rocky start. You know what they credit the rocky start to? As if the campaign just started, they credit it to the rally that they claimed did not have as many people as the Trump people had hoped. Now, this stadium holds 19,000 people. I'll tell you what they did in Arizona, a stadium that holds roughly the same. There were roughly 14,000 people in that stadium. They did it almost in a horseshoe. They didn't do the very back of the stadium, I think for security reasons, but I'm not really sure. I know they seem to have a lot of issues there. But when you went from the horseshoe outside of that back part of the, if you think of it as an oval, outside of the back, that place was absolutely packed. And not only were the seats packed, there were at least 2,000 people on the floor. They weren't occupying seats. So those could have filled up much of the back. That was what happened. I can tell you that I was at the rally. The other thing I can tell you is, if you film the rally, and CNN has done this, they will film the rally as it's beginning, you know, like the very beginning as people are coming in, because people wait all day long. And CNN will film the rally and go, oh, wow, you know, 2 hours, 3 hours before it's supposed to start, and go, look, there's nobody here. And then, by rally time, it's packed. I'm telling you right now, I know this firsthand because I went to one of the rallies, and there, when I got inside, I was VIP. I got inside, and I was like, yeah, we got a long way to go here. Within an hour, as they were streaming and checking people because they got all kinds of stuff. You know how crazy leftists are. We got to make sure people aren't doing stupid stuff out there. But as the people started streaming in, that place got full, and it got raucous. There is nothing, repeat, nothing that compares on the left. They have nothing. Trump's chances of re-election, folks. How would he fare if they let him lead? If you question why do they have to keep Trump jumping from issue to issue, it is because if he were to be unencumbered, they would never get elected again. They are amazing. They have to create this chaos, or people would never support him. They couldn't get a vote. They could not win even in a major city. No Democrat would be elected, folks, if they knew about that party. And I'm not talking about their history of slavery, their history of lynching black people, their history of oppressing every ethnic group, every woman, every child, you name it, all the things that they've done in the past. I'm talking about the things that these people do today, modern day stuff. And this Trump rally is a perfect example. They can't let Donald Trump just go have a rally and be happy about his rally. They can't do that. They must pay people to go disrupt. So that's one of the things that they did. We now know that the Chinese hacked the tickets of the Trump rally. They hacked them. So people wouldn't get tickets and be able to go. I'm going. I can tell you all the things that they've done. They do not, and they will tell you China is working for Trump. China tried to disrupt the number of people going to this rally. Then they tried to do an injunction. They sued, saying that if they hold this rally, then Donald Trump is going to be, getting his Wu flu out there, the Chinese flu. So they wanted to shut it down for safety reasons. Yeah, then they tried to embarrass the campaign.
Well, if you have to sign a waiver to get in saying that you're not going to sue if you catch the Wu flu, well, what kind of rally is that?
It's the kind of rally that no Democrat would ever be able to have somebody sign a waiver for because they can't get anybody to go. It is amazing. These people pulled out every dirty trick in the book in order to get Donald Trump to not be able to hold a rally. Paying people. And so the rally kicks off. Having been to the one, I don't think it was any different. They said Trump just touted his record, etc. And I'll put it to you this way. I've seen a rally. I'd go to another one. I wouldn't follow him around like a rock band, but I'd go to another rally. The energy is so cool. You know, now, I do see a lot of people, you know, trying to position themselves for more media, and I'm in with the, you know, with President Trump, and I can go to, you know, I get it. I'm okay with that. I understand it. But the energy is what's cool about it. And here's what I want you to think about as you think about these rallies and you think about the president's prospects or all this stuff. I want you to ask yourself, where do the Democrats have anything like this? Joe Biden, God bless him, he did a thing, a rally of his own. I'm not kidding you. There's not a dozen people there. He's doing a roundtable with the mask on. There are not a dozen people there. There's no excitement. Biden signs all over the place. Nothing for Joe.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says there's no signs that a second wave of coronavirus will happen in the United States, despite spikes in some states as states reopen.
We've got the testing procedures, we've got the diagnostics, we've got the PPE, and so I really think it's a pretty good situation.
The Defense Department is experiencing a manufacturing and supply chain slowdown due to the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking with reporters, Undersecretary Ellen Lord says the overall impacts will not be known for a while as the economy continues to recover.
We have seen inefficiencies across most programs. COVID-19 is shutting down defense manufacturing facilities and production lines.
And President Theodore Roosevelt's statue in front of the Museum of Natural History in Manhattan will be removed. You're listening to USA Radio News. The latest numbers on existing home sales are out, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a look at them.
Sales of existing homes across the nation continuing to plunge amid the coronavirus pandemic. The National Association of Realtors reporting a drop of 9.7% in the month of May, but experts say that may be the low point now. Tight supply kept the pressure on home prices. The median price of a home sold in May was $284,600.
The FBI is investigating a noose found in NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace's garage over the weekend. Jay Towne, a former judge advocate in the U.S. Marine Corps, picked by President Trump in 2017 to serve as U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Alabama, said on Monday that investigators from the Justice Department and the Bureau are looking into the incident, which happened Sunday at Talladega Super Speedway in Lincoln, Alabama. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Biden has not faced real fire yet. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. He's untested in that. Don't misunderstand me. The Democrats took him through the hoops. Kamala Harris, when she alluded to his hanging out with racist segregationists, yeah. And then, of course, getting accused of being a sexual predator with Tara Reid. There was some buzz around that and a few other things. And, of course, there's a question about his mental capacity and so on. But they sops you up. It's just, you know, somebody, an artist, is just painting over all of it. It's like Oprah Winfrey. If you think Oprah's pretty, then you have not seen her without makeup. With Joe Biden, they just keep putting makeup on him for the time being. But let me tell you something, folks. He's going to have to strip that makeup off at some point and face the music. He's now the Democrats' candidate. I said it couldn't happen, and now it's official, you know, with the all the primaries. He's got the votes. Now they just got to figure out how they make it happen. And I'm going to make you a bet. There are still people plotting against Joe Biden right now in the Democratic Party. Still people. If this were Trump, who was suffering from dementia, and people were saying, we got to invoke the 25th Amendment, it would be front page news. And rightfully so. If Donald Trump were demonstrating the crap of Joe Biden, all the things that this man has done, the stupid comments that he's made, dog face, pony soldier, whatever, and if he were doing that, we would be going, you know what? The president has got diminished capacity. We may need to let Mike Pence step in. That's what we'd be saying. But the Democrats don't even, they can make a choice and go, you know, we got this guy. He's not quite all there. We're going to do something radical, something we've never done before, and change him out. They could do it. But they won't. Anyway, this Miranda Devine, she wrote a piece excoriating Joe Biden. And she says, Joe Biden's video address to George Floyd's funeral was impressive, but if you only landed from Mars, if you just landed from Mars. She says, with maudlin soundtrack and husky voice, the former vice president oozed empathy as he turned out empty platitudes about racial justice that are at odds with his personal history and the record of the Democratic Party he has represented for 47 years. I grew up with Catholic social doctrine, which taught me faith, that faith works. Well, for faith without works is dead, he said. And you know, you will know us by what we do. So she says, okay, I accept the challenge. Let us know Biden and his party by what they've done for black people in all the decades Dems have enjoyed a firm hold on their vote. If they really cared about black lives, they would have tried to address the real reasons for black disadvantage. They would worry. Yikes, come on, man. Did you learn how to read, kid? They would worry about fatherlessness, the 70% of black children born to single mothers, the illiteracy that holds down black achievement, and drugs that blight black lives. Now, we've talked about this ad nauseum, but I'm glad somebody's bringing it up in the context of Joe Biden, the man who worked with segregationists, the guy who said he understands the plight of the Negro. Oh, my goodness. All I can tell you is if you want to do a man on the street, flip what Joe Biden has said with what Trump has done. And go ask people, what would you say if we told you that Joe Biden was, at the forefront of criminal justice reform for black people, you know, and that he actually provided the First Step Act? I think it's wonderful. That's why I'm voting for Joe Biden. Well, okay, great. So we got that determined. What would we tell you if Donald Trump said that you ain't black unless you vote for him? Well, see, that's typical Donald Trump. Yeah, I understand that. I wouldn't vote. That's why I won't vote for Donald Trump. Okay, great. So we've established that you wouldn't vote for Trump if he said that, and you would vote for Biden if he did what he did for criminal justice reform. Well, here's the breaking news. Joe Biden actually said this, and Donald Trump actually did this. And let me tell you what you will get. You will get excuses. You will get a leftist who will tell you, well, it really doesn't matter. I mean, it's still, and you'll get the hoo-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. That's what you would get. Now, you might ask yourself, well, then, Kevin, how do we crack the veneer? You just got to keep planting those seeds. See, the person that gives you the excuses, they go, because they don't like being wrong. They feel like they've been tricked. They've been duped. Because they know what their sensibilities say. A guy that's helped free black people with criminal justice reform versus a guy that thinks that he should just get the black vote. Well, easy to go, easy peasy, right? But then they find out, everything I thought was supposed to be right is now wrong. And you just called me out. And you sorry. You stinky pooty. And they walk away, right? But they don't walk away without that new knowledge. If you just plant that seed, are they all going to convert? No, of course not. You're not looking for that. It's not what we're looking for. Anyway, this lady goes on. Her name is Divine, right? Miranda Divine. And she says, but instead, Democrats blather about systematic racism, and they blame cops and President Trump. They pander with empty gestures like Mayor de Blasio renaming streets after Black Lives Matter. Are you guys aware of that? De Blasio named a street Black Lives Matter? It says no one does pandering better than House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Her genuflecting performance in African garb was nauseating. But when she found herself unable to get off the floor, she did at least provide an inadvertent metaphor for the Democrats' electoral prospects in November. Nice touch there, Ms. Divine. 5 months out from an election, it's obvious they're stoking black grievance as an electoral necessity. See, I love this. I love that people see this. They see that they don't. If the Democrats were going to solve problems in the black community, they could have solved them. They would be solving them. They don't care. And she gets it. She says, how convenient that the Floyd protests erupted just a week after Biden made a catastrophic mistake that threatened the very basis of his presidential run. He lost his temper with a popular black radio show host, Charlemagne the God, blurted out the truth about his party's attitude to race. If you got a problem figuring that out, if you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black. So she references it. The naked racism set off a thunderclap of panic among Democrats. It vindicated, I'm not even going to say what it vindicated because they were talking about this movement that black people were ready to move and have been moving from the Democrat Party for decades. And it's people like Thomas Sowell, Walter Williams, Shelby Steele, John McWhorter, Clarence Mason Weaver, Herman Cain, Alan West, and many others, Star Parker, Those are the people. Those are the people I looked up to. I could take Alan off that list because I didn't know Alan. But once I met him, I really thoroughly look up to Alan West. We're peers. We talk all the time. But and Star Parker and I are good friends. But before I ever got into this game, I looked up to Star Parker. I still do, by the way. But those are the people that have paved the way. They've been doing this stuff for decades. And Joe Biden is waking him up to all these things that these amazing thinkers have been doing. By the way, we're having we're launching a series, a virtual series where we're going to have a lot of these folks: Dr. Jason Hill, Victor David Hansen, Heather McDonald, Thomas Sowell, Walter Williams, Shelby Steele. All of them are going to be doing this video series with me and one of my. My assistant executive director, and we're going to be explaining all this stuff. You're going to love it. But anyway, she says, convulsions on the streets these past 2 weeks reflect the psychic implosion of the Democratic Party as the black vote they have taken for granted for 60 years threatens to slip away. They expose impure motives by fomenting black grievance and empowering black radicals as black-owned businesses are looted and burned and urban communities are left bereft. As for Biden, he acts as if he owns the black vote and has some empathy on race, but his record tells a different story. When he arrived in the Senate in 73, he sucked up the Democratic segregationists who gave him plum committee roles. He boasted he was the architect of the 1994 crime legislation that was disproportionately tough on black lives. Mandatory sentences for drug offenses that resulted in incarceration of a generation of young black men. The tragic irony is that Floyd was one of those young men, and it probably ruined his life. Son of a single mother from public housing in Houston, he wanted to make something of himself. He was first in his family to go to college, but in 1997, at 23, jailed for 10 months for possession of less than 1 ounce of cocaine. That's right. Given Joe Biden's tremendous track record with treating blacks, Philanese Floyd should be wary if Floyd's death will not be in vain if Biden is elected as president. If he'd been offered drug rehab and a job, perhaps he could have avoided a lost decade of stints in and out of jail. That, folks, is the Biden legacy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most: finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Don't think for a second, folks, that people are obtuse. You can trust the American people. You can trust them. You say, Kevin, how can we trust them? Look at what they did in 2008 when they elected Obama. Hey, you can trust the American people. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Kevin, but that was a Barack Obama. Like I said, it was McCain and Obama, right? Ask yourself what would have happened if McCain had gotten in. We would have been, ooh, we won, we won, we won. We would have been so psyched up over our win that we wouldn't understand that we would have lost the war. We might have won a battle, but we would have lost the war. Liberals got what they wanted. They got all the racial appeasement that had been built up in their, you know, in their little leftist and, you know, enabling. Oh, let's pay reparations and let's get us a black president. They get it. They got it all in that election. And we should have, I mean, many of you did. You did. I'm not mad at you for voting for Obama in 2008. I get it. I would never vote for him because I think he's a clown. And I'm too smart to ever vote for a Democrat. You know, now if you're a Republican hiding out as a Democrat, and I know that, and it's wink, wink, I get it. But if you are a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, you will never get my vote. Never. You're too stupid to be in politics. They should be banned. But anyway, going back to this, it was okay for you to vote for Obama because you thought, okay, this'll do it, man. This'll put a death knell in the casket of racism and a host of other things. And you gave him the opportunity to be Jackie Robinson of politics, but he didn't. He was not that. He was Mookie Robinson. I get it. So the American people know what to do. The American people, you were thinking in 2016, many of you were like, oh, man, American people going to let us down. We're going to get Hillary Clinton. Nope. American people didn't let you down. American people said, oh, no, 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 no. We're going to go with a politician. With a businessman, somebody who's never been a politician. We're going to show them. And they elected Donald Trump. And I knew it because I was like, just like God in his great wisdom said, give them what they want. And he gave his baby black Jesus, Barack Obama, and he let Barack Obama fail miserably, which led to you getting Donald Trump, the American people saying, we got you yet again. Yeah. So what do you think is going to happen this time? Do you think the American people, Chris Tucker, do you think the American people are going to vote for a man with dementia over a guy who's got a proven track record who everybody sees is in the fight of our lives, not the fight of his life? Donald Trump doesn't have, if Donald Trump loses in the next election cycle, and he goes back to just being a regular businessman, this guy is going to make billions of dollars, and he is going to be, there is nothing that can impact him. Nothing. Nothing when he leaves. He's impervious. He was rich when he got in. He'll be rich when he leaves, less rich, but he'll go back and start making money again on things that, man, this guy is going to be a marketing juggernaut. If you want to join the Trump team, I'm talking about the private team after his presidency, that's where the money is. So that's where Trump's going to be. He doesn't have to care, but he cares. So he's going to serve us 4 more years, and you're going to make it happen because you understand it. And trust me, so do these Democrats. So do the ones that are part of this walkaway movement that are going, I'm done. I've had it. Enough is enough. They are scared to death of what the world looks like under the Democrat rule, under the land of Chaz and Chop. They are scared. Democrats have managed to just make, on every front, make their people so fearful. Fearful. Joe Biden, a man with dementia. You wouldn't let Joe Biden drive your car. If you were taking a long road trip and you had buddies in the car and Joe Biden was one of the guys driving, I'm going to tell you right now, if there are 6 dudes in the car, 5 of them are colluding to say, we can't let Joe drive. Not unless it's during the day and we can keep our eye on him. Not at night, not while you sleep. It reminds me of a road trip I took with a buddy of mine. His name is Jerry. And Jerry's, we're all tired. We're driving to New Orleans. We're going to go hang out and party. And my older brother drove. And we were all, you know, it was a guy's deal. And so we're cruising along the way. And my brother goes, man, I'm getting kind of tired. He goes, anybody relieve me? Jerry goes, oh, I'll relieve you. I'll do it. I'll drive. And I stayed up keeping my brother awake. And so Jerry was like, no, I'm good. I'm good. I'll drive. And Jerry's one of these guys. I mean, that's the way he talks. You're intellectual type. So I said, okay, great. And I sat in the front seat. My brother went to take a nap. There was other guys in the back. And I looked at Jerry. I said, you good? He's like, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Kevin, I got this. So I kept one eye on him because I didn't trust him. So I kept one eye on him. And about an hour into the trip, the car weaves. And I kind of dozed off because he was doing okay. But the car weaved. And I looked up and I was like, what happened? Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. And then it dawned on me. No, he's not. He's getting sleepy. And he doesn't want to admit it. And so I acted like I was sleeping, but I kept my eye on him. And I looked and his head was, you know, doing the old nod. And I was like, Jerry. Because he almost ran off the road. And I was like, Jerry, I screamed at him. And I go, don't be lying to us and tell us that you're not tired when you're tired. Sleepy driving is worse than drunk driving. So I'm more tired than I thought I was. Okay, I'll drive. Because, see, I'll stay awake. I'm concerned about your life, but I'm definitely concerned about mine. Anyway, they picked Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a guy you wouldn't let drive your car at night while you slept. He's not a guy you'd let watch your kids. He's not a guy you would entrust with the well-being of your family, particularly your wife, because he's Joey Fingers. I mean, what would you trust Joe Biden with? That's who they've picked. Yeah, Captain Demento. But they say he's about to make his transition team. I saw this. Joe Biden's going to make his transition team. Transition team? What a waste of time. If you're talking about a transition team to the presidency, don't waste your time. I know people out there, Kevin, all these polls, Kevin, you're scared to death. God is in control of this one, man. He's been in control of all of them, I should say that. I don't want to imply God is not in control of it all. He's been in control of it, and he's in control of this, and he will not let Joe Biden be the president of the United States. Or whoever is the vice president is not going to be, because that's who would run the country. You think that we're the only ones that recognize this man is suffering? But I still want to go back to the level of desperation of the Democrats. The desperation that says, let's disrupt Trump's rallies. Let's disrupt Trump's agenda. Even when that agenda serves us. When we're doing well with that agenda. How could you disrupt an economy that's given the most employment to blacks, women, and Latinos? What would make you go, you know what, we'll throw a monkey wrench into this economy because it's doing too well for blacks, Latinos, and women? You would think they would go, let's keep this thing moving, man. This is great. If Democrats want to help people, Donald Trump helped them. He got them jobs. You know, which means they're bringing in money, families are improving, everything was improving for women, Latinos, and blacks. The people that the left tell you they want to help the most. And what do? Oh, we got this Chinese woofle, we got to shut this economy down. And Maxine Waters, we cannot go back to work. It went from impeachment is the way we'll get them to the economy is the way we'll get them. And we don't care if we got to destroy everybody we claim to want to help. So now we got Joe Biden saying he's going to make his transition team. Well, if he's transitioning, I hope Joe Biden is transitioning to private life. I hope that somebody has sanity in this man's life to tell him, Joe, you're not all there. We're going to transition you. But we're going to transition you to live the rest of your life as well as you can with a person who's got dementia. I hope his team has brain surgeons and people who specialize in the brain. Because Joe Biden deserves, like any human being, to live his life as to the fullest privately. Joe Biden should not be anywhere near the presidency. And I'm not saying this as a political partisan, because you guys know I'm a pragmatist. I'm telling you, his family should do it. The Democrat Party should do it. And it tells you how heartless they are, the fact that they won't do it. But he's got Ted Kaufman, former senator, longtime advisor and friend who's going to lead his transition team. And he says, the next president will confront an ongoing global health pandemic. Oh, you mean the fraud called the Wu Flu? Inherit an economy in its worst shape since the Great Depression. Oh, brought on by the Democrats who created it based on the Wu Flu? No one will have taken office facing such daunting obstacles since FDR. Huh? So you want a man with dementia to replace, to be the equivalent of FDR, who by the way was a racist, and this is what you offer us? Good luck with that, Biden transition team.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.